Two different bills.
We got the blue light.
Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Committee on Rules to order. We have two resolutions today, and we will take up HCR 201 first, and then we will take up HCR 211. So, Josh, I will open a public hearing on HCR 201.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 201 commends Paul Warner for his exemplary service as Legislative Revenue Officer and extends well wishes to him upon his retirement. HCR 201 has no expenditure impact and no revenue impact.
Didn't we do that already?
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Mr.
Good representative. Welcome to the strange committee in the Senate. Please proceed.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to testify on this important concurrent resolution. I will note the resolution passed unanimously in the House, which indicates that what I'm about to say is probably accurate. Paul Warner is one of these remarkable people. His history is in the resolution. I'm not going to repeat it. One of these remarkable people who has the capacity to keep in his head the secrets of 90 members, know which one of those secrets had the member's permission to make public, and which ones he doesn't have the permission to make public. He has the capacity, take the member's goal about any particular complex tax legislation, make suggestions as to how the goal would be better reached than the way the member originally proposed, and help draft amendments to get that done, all without ever revealing what his own views are about the aim that the member had in mind. This is the kind of thing that we need our legislative staff to be able to do, nonpartisan, but expert, helping us to write legislation that meet the goals of whichever member is pursuing it. I got head nods all around the Republican caucus when I said these words on the House floor, and I would commend Mr. Warner, responding to a question that I got before the meeting started, because he's still alive, he will very likely be able to come to the Senate to hear the debate and the vote. And if whoever carries the bill is clever, they will be able to get him to blush. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
We'll hold our questions until the panel is done. I like this.
Thank you, Mr. Honorable Temporary Vice Chair.
Ranking member, kind of.
Ranking member. For the record, I'm Jenny Burdick. I represent the people of Senate District 18, West Portland, and Tigard. I will not repeat the excellent comments of my colleague to my left here, but to honor Dr. Warner is a very big job. I served as chair of the Finance and Revenue Committee from 2008 to 2004. It was not my idea to become 2014. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I was a little concerned that we went that way.
I would just point out for the record, she was a chair of a different committee.
Okay.
So please forgive her testimony.
It was actually not my idea to become chair of this committee. It was Senator Courtney's idea. And when he approached me with the prospect, I said, Senator Courtney, you know me well enough. I am not a numbers person. And he said, no, what we need on this committee is a policy person. And for the numbers, you can count on Paul Warner. And that turned out to be true. I knew that when we were going into some very difficult policy areas, I could count on Paul to really flesh out the broad direction that Representative Barnhart and I wanted to go. We did some major things together. Representative Barnhart was my counterpart on the House side for my entire tenure. We did some major policy matters. We pared back the Betsy program. We reformed tax credits to put sunsets on all of them, and all of that took great competence on Paul Warner's part to make sure that the data and the numbers supported what we wanted to do. But as for my legacy for my tenure on the committee, I am proudest of my legacy. When I got to be chair, I heard everybody talk about Mr. Warner. And then I learned that he actually has a PhD from Washington State University. So I started the trend, which has been perpetuated through past my tenure, to call him by his correct title, Dr. Paul Warner. And so he is now Dr. Warner, and I look at that as my legacy. I'm very proud to be a chief sponsor with my colleague here on the resolution, and I urge an aye vote.
Senator, a question?
I have a few, actually.
You may indulge away at your own peril.
The first one I would say is that I'm interesting how you got Warner on as one of the co-sponsors of the bill.
See, you're above their pay grade already.
Our best man.
Oh, they left the hyphen out, didn't they?
But I was impressed that you got him on the bill about himself. So, you know, that confirms, as a Husky, it confirms the idea that he came from Washington State and an understanding of why he wasn't called doctor to begin with. But that being said, it is an anomaly also in here, and I don't know if you can answer this question, but it says that he loves dogs, but he was a cougar. That is a really difficult thing for some of us from Washington. He could have been a Husky, but he chose to be a cougar, and he still likes dogs. I am confused by the description of him in your...
Cougars and dogs do have a very difficult relationship.
He chose yet to be a cougar and likes dogs. Probably a big anomaly. No, I appreciate... He was the most soft-spoken, intimidating mind that I had in this place.
Of course, colleagues, I just want to point out this is written like words like lifelong in here, as if he's deceased.
I agree.
Is there something we don't know here
already? That's why.
I mean, normally we have these, and they are in fact deceased. So I'm just.
Well, Mr.
Chair, is this an anticipation of something before he gets this?
Mr. Chair, he was here when the vote occurred on the House floor. He seemed in perfectly good health to me. He said that he was spending a lot of time walking and reading books that he had put on his shelf to get to later. Well, now is later. And he has extensive plans to get out of town and go visit other places. So my guess is that he will be with us, at least in that way, for many more years.
Well, that's good, Representative. I'm noticing I did not know this, that he was the senior economist for the state of Mississippi, too.
Yes.
Anyway.
He was.
Well, I wonder if he wants to double dip in PERS and come back. But anyway, but if he starts traveling, like you say, good representative, to places like Ireland and all the rest of the stuff here, he's likely to run out of retirement money, and we might get him back on a temporary basis.
Right, exactly.
Even at Tier 1, he won't get it. Thank you very much.
I did tell him that he wasn't allowed to retire, and he ignored me.
Yeah. Well, as you pointed out, he represented 90 different members, so he had to ignore, you know, 89 at various times. So with that, colleagues, I greatly appreciate it. We do have another witness that's signed up who's going to displace one of you. I believe Mrs. Kelly wants to come up and discuss the issue here. And I am certain, since, you know, a real person is coming here, the ranking member is going to lose the gavel momentarily for probably the only time he'll be a...
Chair
of this particular committee.
You continue. Chair Burdick, ranking member of Oakland. Hi. My name is Marcia Kelly, and it is Ms. Kelly because I don't use Victor's last name.
Okay.
I'm here to echo the things that Representative Barnhart and Senator Burdick said about Dr. Paul Warner, but I'm coming from it from the angle of people on the other side of the room, the people who've spent a lot of time in revenue. I've been in the revenue committee since 2001, and so I've observed the grace and carefulness that Dr. Warner showed in providing accurate, good information. And I think one of the other things that he should be proud of is assembling a staff, because that's not an easy thing to do. And I think that his leaving right at this point with all of the federal stuff is hard for the staff to do because they're one person down, and that one person had a wealth of knowledge, but they are carrying through, and I think that that's another commendable thing. So I just wanted to say that the folks on the other side appreciated his willingness to answer questions. I tried not to bother him very much, but that was always an option, and he was always pleasant and polite.
Thank you. Questions from the committee?
Madam Chair, Marcia brought a point that, you know, I've forgotten to mention before. I don't know how many times I know that in the 12 years, because I started on House revenue, that Paul volunteered to come out to my district or throughout the district and give presentations on, you know, what does the revenue forecast mean, or what does this mean, or how do you do this, and so on and so forth, and would come out. And we had groups that suddenly he became the annual schedule. They wanted him to come out every year and talk to them, because I think, frankly, in my district, they trusted him more than the elected officials. So it was a phenomenal thing. And he was able to make, you know, cross all boundaries out there and do what he does well in this building with completely 50, 60, 70 people in a room he's never met before. And it speaks loudly of him.
Senator Beyer.
Well, comment on that. He spoke calmly and sort of exuded confidence and didn't give any tinge of politics about the matter. Just very good about explaining it. Oregon is, we've been fortunate in having, since I've been around here, excellent revenue officers, and I suspect that'll continue. I served on revenue, I think Scherzinger left in 98 and go to Portland, mm-hmm. and Paul took it there, and he was great. I enjoyed greatly working with him. He gave me a bad time when I came back, and then I was unwilling to accept the chair of revenue.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Other questions? Thank you. Okay, that completes our witnesses. We'll close the public hearing on HCR 201 and open a public hearing on HCR 211. Josh.
Well, I mean, if we're going to do that, I might as well come around.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, HCR 211 memorializes former State Representative Paul Hanneman. HCR 211 has no expenditure impact and no revenue impact.
Welcome.
Thank you, Chair Burdick, honorable and esteemed senators. I'm David Gomberg from House District 10 on the Central Oregon Coast. Very pleased to be with you on this memorial today honoring Paul Hanneman, who passed away last May. Mm-hmm. And I'm certain that most of you are familiar with Representative Hanneman, but for anybody who is not and doesn't recognize his name, they'd certainly recognize his face, because there is a portrait of him and two other very senior members of the Oregon House inside the House dining room. So, Representative Hanneman was from Pacific City in Tillamook County in my and Senator Roblin's districts, and he was a dory fisherman. A dory fisherman who took his experience with riptides and sneaker waves and decided to bring it here to the Capitol and navigate the dark waters here as well. He came to the Oregon House in 1965 and served here for 26 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's 26 great. Years in the Oregon House. Imagine how many votes he cast. And among the initiatives that he was principal in moving forward were Oregon's iconic bottle bill and beach bills. And you can read more about the backstory on those in a book that he published in 2016 called The Backstory on Oregon's Bottle Bill and Oregon's Beach Bill. We had this measure on the House floor on Tuesday afternoon. 40 people came over from Tillamook County to witness the proceedings, a clear indication of the esteem and the respect and the affection that people had for him and his long, long service to the people of Tillamook County. Senator.
Thank you very much. And for the record, Arne Roblin, senator from half his district. He's District 10, I'm District 5.
All of my district, all of your district.
No, you're 10, I'm 5.
No.
Senate District 5. Had the opportunity a couple times to work with Hanneman. He'd long gone from this building, but there's a big event that takes place in Pacific City where the dory fleet is, and it's a fish fry. And it used to be even bigger in olden days. They've moved it around a little bit. Now it's in the community center. It used to be right on the beach where people go out. And he set up these big tents. And I went over my first time I got elected and met with him and the group and fried fish and did other kinds of things on the beach. We have issues with our little airport there. And that used to be a place where people would fly in to come to the fish fry on Pacific City and to see the dory fleet. They have a parade there every year, Dory Days. And a number of the dories that go in that parade were built by Mr. Hanneman. And we have a group of people who are currently now in the process of trying to make a museum. At the end of the beach, there's a state park and a boat launch area. And there's some extra land, so we're negotiating with state parks to maybe put a museum to talk about the dory fleet. The Willamette University did a really big study of the whole dory fleet issue, which was really important to him. And so at the fish fries now, they have all these boards that were developed by Willamette students talking about the dory fleet. And it's a unique thing. You know, if you were on the East Coast, people know about dories. The West Coast, there's never been any place other than Pacific City that really has this big dory industry. Currently, there's a few hundred people that claim to be dory fishermen. There's probably four or five that actually do it commercially any longer. But it is a unique fishery on the Oregon coast. And so, you know, and they take off. We passed a bill last year, David brought to us, that had to do with mechanical brakes, because you launch in the surf, and some of the electric brakes and other things don't work well in salt water. So, and they were considered commercial trailers because they were hauling commercial boats. And so there's a separate part of Pacific City, if you go where the beach, you don't surf in that part. You don't do other things because that's where the dories come in, and they have the right to that part of the beach, because once they start moving in, they come in on the waves, they can't change. They're coming in. And if you happen to be in the way, it's not good. We had a young man lose an arm a few years ago there because of a dory fisherman. Had done all the right things, blasted his horn, did all the right stuff. He was in an area he shouldn't have been, and when the jury got out, they said the fisherman was 0% guilty. The state parks and others of us were to figure out what were going on. But he stayed true to who he was, a curmudgeon in some ways, but a really interesting person. And I appreciated the conversations that I had with him when I was doing the fish fry and other kinds of things. So I look forward to this this coming across the floor. And thank you for your support, I hope.
Thank you. Questions? Senator Byer.
Not a question, just a comment. I remember when we were doing the 2011 redistricting bill, and we were touring around the state. We did, was it Pacific, Lincoln City?
But he would it go, might he have been would Pacific, there,
it might have been
Pacific
up there, City. Wherever it was.
It's in Tillamook.
It was right up there, Tillamook's where we had it, and I think Paul had been tagged to express the coastal vision, and he got up and he made the position that the coastal people thought they wanted to have one senator representing the coast and two representatives, and he was making that case, and he finished up, and I asked him, I said, well, you know, Representative Hanneman, I know you're familiar with this, I said, but the it seems to me that they're right now there's a coastal caucus that has something like eight or ten very influential members who are pretty effective for the coast in the House. I says, do you think you want to trade that? He said, now that you mention it, I forget what I said.
Yes, we had that conversation in the last redistricting about how many senators who hunt on the coast. Now, we had to spread out a bit because we haven't been growing quite as fast, but we kept three. So Hanneman must have made sure that he left that impression in our minds to not bring that one up again.
Well, I don't think Paul would have thought Falls City was part of the coast.
We have grown into the valley.
Right. Well, just for the record, I do have a conflict of interest here. You know, Paul was a friend of my father's and Wendell Wyatt's, and he was a merit badge counselor for three of my merit badges in Boy Scouts. So that tells you how long ago that was. I knew Paul quite well. I mean, one of the few Democrats when I ran against in the Congress side who supported me. So.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all we have. So we will close the public hearing on HCR 211 and open a work session on HCR 201. Senator Boquist, could I prevail on you for a motion?
All right, 201, madam?
Yes.
I move HCR 201.
211.
211.
No, 201.
201. Why are you interrupting me?
Because I missed
you. You aren't even the ranking
member. Because you were the ranking member.
That's
and
right,
I was
and you are not, okay? So just hush up, Mr. Chair.
Yeah, boys.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 211, as I said it to
201.
What are we in? 201 or
201?
201 to the floor. Will it be adopted?
Senator Boquist has right? moved House Concurrent Resolution 201 to the Senate floor. Will it be adopted? So recommendation is there discussion? Yeah. Objection. So ordered. I will offer Senator Hess the opportunity to carry this, and if that if he declines, I will carry this. So now we will open a work session on HCR 211. Now is your chance.
Madam Chair, I move HCR 211 to the floor. Will it be adopted?
Senator Boquist has moved HCR 211 to the Senate floor. Will it be adopted? Recommendation, discussion? Objection. So ordered. Senator Roblin, would you
I would be glad, but after hearing the personal story that Senator Boquist has, that might be a nice thing. So
You're doing it.
Okay. I will do it.
And I will speak in favor to support you. One time.
Okay.
Okay. Senator Roblin will carry with adequate support from Senator Boquist. That concludes our business. We are adjourned.
Super.